What's going on, Legionnaires? Welcome to another episode of the Legion of Comic Correction, where we talk all things comic books. Yeah, that's
we the ones and they the twos.
Red Sonic. We're talking about Red Sonic today.
And Yellow Sonic.
And
the Blue Sonic.
The twos. Because this was the twos. So maybe it's the twos. Maybe, I don't know.
Twos.
Shout out to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, well, do you think he liked this movie?
No.
Probably not.
No one did.
Nobody did?
No one.
I don't think so. We're talking about Patreon request. So we did Sonic 1 a little bit ago, and now we're doing
our Patreons
Sonic 2.
Like to torture us.
They do, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to fight you in the street for this one.
Don't say that. Our Patreons take good care of us.
I didn't get
us.
To finish what I was saying.
Sorry,
what guys. I'm going to fight you in the street, fighter, video game, and beat you.
Would you be willing to fight them in the street and purposefully lose to them but make them look good?
Sure. But then I'm going to say, I really don't like you because you made me have to watch this movie.
This movie. Not great.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I paid for it. So.
Oh my gosh.
I had to pay.
What did you pay for it?
Why?
Because it's on Amazon. I don't have Amazon.
Oh.
I'm not rich.
You don't have it.
So
you don't have an Amazon account?
Off, Amazon is not a rich, like, it's not.
I don't have Amazon.
I think it's
Prime.
$100.
Yeah, I don't have it.
For the year?
That's a lot of money.
For the year?
I've seen you eat that in sushi.
That's
oh,
true.
Yeah, you've definitely
and
eaten
meats.
That amount in sushi.
Delicious.
Oh, so well much, over in meats.
So much better than Amazon.
That's disagree.
I
can
sushi,
you use Amazon without an Amazon
than,
account?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I have
you just
an Amazon
don't get
account.
Prime.
I just don't
you
have
don't
a Prime
the,
account.
You don't get the delivery. You don't get, like, the two-day delivery. You don't get any of that good stuff.
And you can't watch the Prime videos. So, like, this was a Prime video.
Just movies in general.
Yeah, the movies that they have in their Prime library.
A lot of good
How
stuff
do you
on
watch
there.
The Boys? How do you watch, like...
If I'm honest, I haven't seen any of The Boys.
Oh, my God.
You're not really missing much, to be honest.
What?!
The first two seasons were...
Get out of here.
All right.
Sonic 2. Sonic 2. We can get on this
I'd
at a different
time. I'd rather talk about The Boys, but
we're
talking about Sonic 2. So if you guys are new here and you like hearing content about comics...
You like the way this started
movies,
out.
And all that stuff. We talk about all the time. We talk about every week. And you
yes,
guys
sir.
Are more than welcome to come listen every week. We got like hundreds of episodes on our page. So check
That's
out the
right.
page.
That's right.
Like and subscribe. Hit that bell. So that you know when all of the latest episodes come out. And if you want to go the extra mile, and help support
What's
our
the
show.
What's the extra mile, Greg?
Well, you get to support our show by a couple different ways.
Okay.
I mean, you can support our show in the free and easy way, which is
free
liking,
and easy.
Subscribing, hitting the bell. Actually, you don't even have to hit the bell. Just like
it's
and
free.
Subscribe.
Just do it.
And then if you really want to help, you can comment on the video.
Because
we talk back.
Do it.
And we like to hear comments.
We do talk back, actually.
We
yeah.
do. And if you want to give a little
and it's
bit
real
more,
talk.
If you want to give a little bit, we're honest. If you want to give a little bit more, there are two main ways you can do that. You can go to thelegionofcc.com down in the description, and you can buy sweet merch like that. Sweet merch like this, and sweet merch like all of that over there with Harry, who's on his phone and not paying attention.
All of that
yep.
is available. All of that over there is
This is
available.
How much I care about Sonic 2.
Yeah, not at all. If you want to contribute a little bit more and get a little bit more for bang for your buck.
You can get involved.
You can join our Patreon. Patreon
right.
gets extra content, gets to
you
vote on
You can vote
on
for
stuff,
crappy movies like this.
Like Sonic 2.
You can tick us off.
You can, yeah, it's pretty easy. You just
yep.
vote on the movies
yep.
that we don't want to watch and then force us to watch them. Because you know what?
And then laugh at us because of it.
We're in it for you.
We're
not
here
in it
for
us.
You. We
we're,
are here
we're
for
in
you.
It for you. And we did this for you, and it's terrible, but we did it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a comic review on Sonic the Hedgehog numero dos.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about...
The deuce.
How much money it made. We're going to talk about the Carnage Report. We're going to talk about our review for it, and then give a verdict on if this was a good... I can't even say it.
Yeah, just we're going to give a verdict on
we're
the movie.
We're going to give a verdict on the movie. So
yeah.
Let's jump right into our Carnage Report. All right. No chainsaws yet, sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Actually, it might be. You know, we filmed this in advance, so I might have it done by then.
Get some chainsaws.
Do you think it'll be done? Nah, probably not. I've got other things going on.
got a few things.
Yeah, got a few things. All right, so we're going to jump into our Carnage Report, which is we talk about how much money it took to make the movie, how much money the movie made, who's in the movie, and then comic source material, if there is any. And this one is pretty much just names. There's a little bit, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Nope.
So budget first. How much money do you think it took to make this movie? What do you guys think?
So here's the thing. I know this about the first one. We talked about the budget on the first one. We talked about how much it made. The first Sonic is the highest grossing video game crossover of all time.
It's kind of sad.
So it's amazing that that is the case. And
not
that's why
Super Mario?
No.
The 90s?
With not the 90s Super Mario.
I'm looking at the world. And I'm disappointed.
No. Yeah,
we're I mean, we're all disappointed. But it did. It's the highest grossing of all time. So
this is like super.
Yeah, you're ruffling over
very
there.
Very swishy. I thought you. Honestly, I thought you were like.
He's trying to create static
off.
Just to like.
I thought
not
you were just like
talk about this.
And we're. Was it, you guys.
He's going through a back, tunnel.
No, we can't hear him.
Yeah, he's going through a tunnel.
I guess.
Yeah,
Harry won't be able to join us in this discussion.
So
go ahead.
Here's the thing.
Highest growth. Yeah.
This,
what do you think about this one?
This one
yep.
had more CGI
it did.
Than the first one because we had Red Sonic.
Red Sonic.
And Yellow Sonic.
Yellow Sonic.
Correct.
Yep.
So I am going to
and
put
And Owl
this.
Sonic.
No, we did have more. They doubled
stupid
down
owl.
On the
they
owl.
Doubled down.
Stupid bird.
Stupid bird. Stupid they bird. Doubled down on a stupid bird
stupid
that doesn't
bones.
Exist anywhere.
Well,
anywhere. It,
long claw.
They wanted the crossover Slayer. To the Isles of Ga'ul.
What is that? What is that? The Guardians movie. What is that movie with the CGI owls? Is it Guardians
of Ga'ul.
Is
that's
that
what
it
was
is? Joking.
Yeah.
No, it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Was that what the movie was called, though?
The Guardians of Ga'ul.
No, it's called Guardians.
I think the movie was just called Guardians.
Oh, maybe. But
it was a book,
way,
right? It was a book.
I don't know.
Court of Owls.
Let me finish.
No, I wish. I wish.
Yeah, no, we're not that lucky.
Because they upped it, because
what
it's the
think?
Second movie,
and
they
need
have
you,
to
and
pay
I
a
need
little
you
more.
More.
$125.
Right.
$125
what
is
do you
my
think,
bet.
Harry? What do you think?
$1, Bob. I was kidding.
Dollar Bob.
I'm going to go with...
Well, they didn't have to redo Sonic this time, so...
That's true. That's true.
$78 billion.
78... Wait, million or billion?
Billion dollars.
Billion.
No, million.
Right, million. 78 million. All right, well, it's around 110. All right, 110. So you're pretty close. So what, did you say 150?
No, I said 125.
125. So you're close.
I heard him. He said 110.
Nailed it right on it.
All right, how much do you think it made?
I think it made...
110?
He already knows.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Don't even.
100% don't. Hundo P don't. I would not.
Tell me the truth. One, two, three, go.
Don't. I did not see it, and I have no idea.
He didn't do his homework.
He did know that.
$198 million. $198 million.
You think it made $198 million?
I think in total it made $198 million.
What do you think?
I mean, worldwide. That's my...
Right, the whole thing.
We're not talking about gross, right?
Yeah, we're talking about the whole thing.
We're talking about net.
No, just net.
All
right. Yeah, right. How much did it make?
I'm going to guess. Worldwide?
Why?
Worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide.
Wide, everything.
Wide.
300. And 1 million.
Three.
No way.
Very
no
specific.
Way. No way.
Well, you're both wrong.
Okay.
It made $405 million.
Oh my goodness!
It made $405 million.
Gosh.
I was gonna guess the 400. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
It made a good amount of money.
Holy crap!
$405 million. It made four times its budget almost. Sega.
I am blown away.
Yeah, are they making a Sonic 3?
What's funny? Yeah, they probably are.
They probably are.
You bet your bottom's dollar
they
are.
They are.
They probably.
What other Sega movies besides Mortal Kombat? Sega, right?
Harry, do your job.
What?
Do what you do best.
Sometimes I like to wonder.
Hack it. Hack Sega. Sonic, and find out, are they making a Sonic 3?
Sonic 3 release date, plot details, and character. This was on August 11th, 2022. It looks like, oh no. It looks like the current release date is set for December 20th, 2024. So next year, it looks like Sonic 3 is coming out.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
December 20th, 2024.
That's what the gross. Internal servers say, Harry.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
What other Sega movies have... Is Mortal Kombat Sega?
No, I don't think so.
Not Mortal Kombat. Oh.
Look it up.
I don't know, man.
I know it's Capcom, right?
It is Capcom.
Is it Capcom? Capcom. Well, but Capcom did both Nintendo and Sega.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I was going to say.
Mega Man was in both, and, you know, I think. At least Mega Man was in Sonic, or Mega Man was in Sonic.
Yo, a legit, real Mega Man movie.
It's a Genesis.
Would be...
Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3.
Was Sega Genesis?
Ultimate Mortal Kombat
Genesis.
3.
All right, well, they've had those then.
So they've had, because it said, in the beginning, it says, like, it's a Sega film production. And I'm like, what?
Well, the new Mortal Kombat was fun.
So I guess Mortal Kombat.
Real, a real Mega Man? Mega Man would be sick.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Like, you mean live action?
Yeah, live action.
Would
for
it be
sure.
pretty cool?
I think it would be awesome.
If they do Mega Man X.
Nostalgia.
Like regular,
it might
regular
be nostalgia.
Regular Mega Man. He's like a little kid. He's like,
okay,
he's
about like 10 years ago, if they you said like, they could do a cool Sonic movie. Nostalgia. So nostalgia.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right.
Some things need to be just laid to rest.
But here's the thing. If they did Sonic, then it would have been great. But they didn't. So I still stand by the fact that a Sonic movie would be great. They didn't make a Sonic movie yet.
Okay.
That's fair.
They made Ben Schwartz hanging out with humans.
Hit me back with a movie that they ever just laid to rest became. They just took everything from whatever the source material they did and just put it onto.
I have to correct
myself. No, but with like something like video games.
No, it's never been.
Last of Us is pretty close.
So I love Ben Schwartz.
Yeah, Ben Schwartz is good.
I hate James Marsden. That's who I hate.
Yeah.
He's
worse in this movie.
He's horrible.
He's just a knockoff crappy Henry Cavill.
Yeah, kind of.
Ugh, I don't know. I don't even want to. No.
He's not in the same breath.
All right, fine.
On Henry Cavill.
Well, Cass. Let's go to Cass then, since we're already talking about it. So James Marsden returns as Tom Wachowski.
He's the worst.
I know Wachowski.
Did you?
Yep.
Was he as annoying as James
Mike
Marsden?
Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski?
No, he's actually really quiet.
Always watching. Well,
Jason, if you're listening to this, what's up?
James Marsden returns, and man, is he worse than the first movie.
He's worse in every movie.
He's really good at beach volleyball.
Nah, he's not that good.
And fishing.
Tika Sumpter returns as well as his wife, Maddie Wachowski.
Idris Elba.
We're getting there. Jim Carrey returns as Dr. Eggman. Ben Schwartz returns as Sonic. And then... Oh, my word.
I don't know how they got him.
I don't know how they landed.
I don't know how they convinced this man.
How did they land?
He's dead. He's dead. Isn't he? Yeah, he's dead.
Idris Elba?
Yeah, he's dead in Marvel, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
I thought you meant like
gosh.
In real life.
I was about
to have a heart attack.
Oh, no. Just watch the news tomorrow.
Don't do that. Don't put that out there, Harry.
Cut that in there. Cut that out.
Oh, stop it.
No, but
it's not going to happen until next week.
Yeah, Heimdall's dead.
No, he's not.
There's a variant of him alive somewhere.
Sir, thank you.
Well,
a tip of the cap.
A tip of the crap.
A scholar and a gentleman.
Say a tip of the crap. A tip of the crap.
No, it's a tip of the crap.
There you go. So Idris Elba, somehow they locked him in
don't
to play
how.
Knuckles.
I don't know how.
If they did a good Knuckles.
You know what? I don't know how Jim Carrey is able to stand because of his back just being supported.
Supporting
two
all,
films.
Supporting this movie.
All on his back.
Well, anyway, Idris Elba comes in as Knuckles, and Colleen O'Shaughnessy comes in as
O'Shan Kennedy?
Every time.
If any of y'all say them silly names.
Big announcement.
Man, it's just... I mean, usually we're like, it was a bad movie. How did this cast ruin it? It's a bad movie, and I know exactly how this cast ruined it. It was just, it wasn't even a good
this
cast.
This wasn't good casting.
It wasn't,
this wasn't good casting.
Except for Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey
No. And Ben Schwartz as the voice of Sonic is good. Like,
and I guess Idris Elba could be good if they wrote Knuckles well.
If they wrote him
well. Because Idris Elba's cool.
Yeah, Idris Elba's awesome, but I don't know how they landed him.
Well, they ruined the Knuckles character.
It's awful.
All right, well,
Knuckles.
Well,
Knuckles is so sick, too.
He is. Red Sonic?
So good. Red Sonic is the best.
Yo. He's Brett's favorite. Brett Garwood?
Yep.
Red Sonic.
Oh, you know what? You want to know how I know that they're making a third one?
Because
Shadow is going to be introduced in the third one.
He was in the end credits scene of this movie.
Yeah, Shadow is coming in. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
That's how I knew.
Other than names, this really doesn't have any bearing on comics.
We talked about this before where the Sonic comics are based in a reality where Dr. Eggman is the only humanoid that exists and it is about fighting Sonic. It is about
trying to take his power because
taking his power.
He's a magical animal thing.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, I mean, it is just the creatures that live on this world, like Tails, like Knuckles, and then Dr. Eggman. And that should be it. And like everything that is happening on that island can be a lot of fun. It can, and we saw that, like we talked about before. Just let Jim Carrey run wild with that. Let Jim just be like, man, if a director came up to Jim Carrey and was like, listen, Jim, okay, all right here for a minute, okay? It's just you. You're going to go on.
Right.
Giant green screen.
Oh, he would have so much fun.
Just do what you want to do. Just do be it. You, and we'll film it, and we're going to put some characters around you.
You know what they do?
And that's it.
You know what they do?
And now
what? Did you ever watch, like, the Sonic cartoon or the...
Yeah, or read, of course did I you, watch this.
And you read some of the comics. Yeah,
of course.
What they do is, you know the latte dude?
Yeah.
The guy, no, the latte dude from the movie.
Oh, no, I'll just answer your question because you didn't ask me.
Agent Stone?
I knew you didn't because you told me last time that you didn't.
Yeah, they didn't know that.
You already answered and yes, they did.
They watched the last episode. Because they
watched the other episodes.
If they didn't, go back and watch it.
Yeah, go watch. Yeah, Agent Stone.
No, not Agent Stone. I'm talking about the latte guy, like the guy that makes him lattes. The guy that's like...
Agent Stone. Is the latte guy. That's his name. Oh,
did he name the stone?
He named the stone. That's why it has a goatee.
That's why it has...
Or a beard or whatever.
It's modeled after Agent Stone.
That is how
I didn't even see the first movie and I knew that.
Listen, that is how much I didn't pay attention in this movie because all of them are forgettable.
How am I over here being the one doing the homework
Apparently, you really like this movie.
Oh my gosh. No, I've just seen it a bunch because I've got four children.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
That's and then
the latte guy.
And then I told you our...
The Mr.
Our,
Stone thing.
No. Our school...
Oh, yeah, you just watched
showed
it.
...showed this for a movie night, people walked out.
I believe it.
Before it was even over.
I would have.
Well,
as soon as I saw the logo come around.
They know that Sonic doesn't... They know that nobody dies.
Well, it's got a double ending, and that's part of the problem. Yeah. It's got a double ending. We'll get to that, but go ahead.
Anyway. You know the latte dude?
Yes.
Agent Stone, apparently.
Agent Stone.
He just needs to be the voice of the robot, like, rooster guy.
Yeah, yeah,
like the tall robot rooster guy. We're not done yet. We just started.
No, he's just saying it's too long. It's too long. Just get moving.
I know. Well, we're trying. We're in the source material here.
He wants to move on.
So that's just all it needs to be. Just have him be that and let Jim Carrey just do his thing.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, 100%. So the source material that really hurt is that... Longclaw. Harry mentioned Longclaw.
This stupid bird.
Anthropomorphic.
Stupid bird.
Stupid bird.
Photorealistic. The best part is that, like, Sonic's got these giant goofy eyes, and then this owl is, like, photoreal. Real. Like, he looks like a real freaking owl.
Yeah, like...
Like, why?
Apparently, on this world, owls look exactly like owls should look.
But hedgehogs are blue.
Yeah, ridiculous.
So, anyway.
Just make a choice here.
They double.
Also, let's be honest, birds aren't real.
Right, they don't. They're a figment of the government.
Yeah.
So they doubled down this long claw thing.
They really did, but
it's wrong. That's worse.
I know.
It's worse that it's wrong.
Because, it's not just dumb, it's wrong.
Yeah, so they made the owl species the protectors of the Master Emerald and the Chaos Emeralds.
Right.
And in the movie, the echidnas... They come as a tribe to try and steal the Chaos Emerald,
right?
And the Chaos Emeralds and the Master Emerald, in order to use it for their nasty purposes or whatever.
Yes.
And Longclaw protects Sonic by sending him to Earth while she's trying to protect the whereabouts of the Master Emerald, which we later learn is actually hidden on Earth.
Which is
probably why she sent him to Earth to protect it.
Exactly.
But the echidnas are like this evil tribe that are trying to steal the crystal, and Knuckles is a kid. And he, like, we find out he sends his father off, like, watches him go to battle. You leaving? You done?
He's done.
I don't blame him.
He's done with the whole thing, man.
The only reason why I'm here is for them.
Dude, you're going to put us all to sleep. This is too much of an explanation.
I just pray that our Patreons
like this?
That voted for this.
Watch it.
Actually, I'm putting money on it.
Probably not.
If you are a Patreon and you know who I am and you see me.
Yeah. They are watching, Katie but they're Beth laughing at us while
we're I will give you $5.
Harry,
you're going to give Katie Beth $5.
That's fine.
She watches all these things.
Harry,
and
that's fine.
She knows exactly who you are.
Harry,
that's fine.
They did this to laugh at us.
So listen, I know. So let me get through this.
That whole
all Patreons
you need to have,
that listen
like,
to this, I owe you $5.
Over it. You need the cricket chirping over 100%. Everything you were just saying. Gosh.
Let me get through this so that we can finish the episode. I don't want to be here. All right.
We're
so,
not even on the comic
I
review.
I know. Let me finish.
Move on.
This is the only bit that matters. I'm trying to point out how they failed. All right, so
go ahead.
In the movie, Knuckles sends his dad off. His dad dies. That's like a crux of his character because he's like, I don't have my father anymore, right? He makes that connection with Sonic.
Listen, where
Sonic
we all like, got daddy issues. Move on.
Sonic is like, I lost my family. And Knuckles is like, I lost mine. Okay?
Actually, so, listen, I don't have daddy issues.
Let's go.
Actually, none of us do.
None of us do.
Listen, we all got him, all right?
Let's go. Let's go to the source material. Come on, guys. Get on track here.
Sweet Lord.
So the source material here, here's how it's so different, all right? The echidnas in the source material, they are the ones protecting the emeralds, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay.
Emeralds, got it.
Never going to make it through this.
Boop, the blue diamonds, got
they,
it.
They are the ones protecting. So they're the good guys, right? There are no, in the comics.
Echidnas are bad guys.
In the comics, Knuckles was born alone on the floating island.
Nope. Yeah. The movie says differently.
No. Let him finish. Let him finish.
He never knew his parents. He only
knew. I never knew my dad. Now they're dead.
No, you set him up for that one.
And I wear a cape.
Yeah, that one was set up. You said that. That was. You can't set him up like that.
But
he's a boy.
No, I'm a bad.
Listen, you are doing an excellent summary here. Anyway, let's all give it. Come on. Give him a round of applause.
Come on.
But Greg.
Round of applause.
What's your? But hear me out.
Yeah.
Just hear me for a second. Your summary. You are giving a summary of the movie.
No,
he's giving a summary of the comics.
I'm only giving a summary of where, of the crux of the,
okay,
the change
go ahead.
In the comics.
No, I know. Okay. I know, but I was trying to make a point of like, we can't even get, your summary is so hard.
You're just, if you guys would stop interrupting, you'd go faster.
No, but this is what I'm saying.
That's boring.
This is the explanation of the movie. Yeah, this is the movie in and of itself that it's so boring.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it's so hard to listen to.
This is the meat of the episode because we're going to get to the review and we're just going to be like, it was trash.
I know.
And then we'll get to the verdict and we're going to be like, it was also trash.
I just loved how you both told me that this was going to be an hour long episode.
I didn't
Our
tell
episode.
You, that.
You both said it.
I said the Mandalorian is going to be an hour long.
No, and this was going to
and
be
you guys are like, ah, no.
We said it was going to be longer.
You're like, no. Sonic's going to be a full.
Let him finish.
Guess
Let
what? It is going to be longer because we keep going back and forth.
We're not even at 20 minutes.
Oh, are you
serious? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, we're at 20 minutes. But that's
I know. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm the one talking and I feel horrible.
Yeah, imagine listening to him.
Woo! I apologize.
No,
for
I already listened
all
to
of
it
your
once.
Ears.
All right.
So
you left off of the daddy issues.
In short, here we go. I'm going to summarize real short. Ready? Movie: owls are good, echidnas are bad. Comics: owls don't exist, echidnas are good. Right. Echidnas protect the Chaos Emeralds and the Master Emerald. Now, in the comics, Robotnik does trick Knuckles into fighting Sonic.
Right. Yes.
So that's the one similarity. But that is literally.
But in the movie, he doesn't even trick him.
Yeah, not really.
Because he says he wants to. Knuckles says he wants to find the blue guy. He doesn't even say blue one. He says
the one that was with the owls or whatever. He associates him with the owls.
I would less say trick and more say manipulate.
Sure, it's more manipulation. He did manipulate Knuckles in the movie, because Knuckles is kind of simple-minded, and that's true of the comics, too, because in the comics, he grew up on the floating island all by himself, and
so he
is kind of simple in the way he thinks. He has no, like, social interactions.
Right.
But in the comics, once he finds out, in the same as the movie, he becomes friends with Sonic and Tails, and they work together.
Yeah.
But again, he's the bad guy. Comics, he's the good guy. Like, he's a good guy. Like, there's no... The echidnas were made out to be this evil race trying to steal the
and
emeralds.
And it's the complete opposite.
He's a noble creature.
What
in
is
the
he?
Comics.
An echidna.
He's an echidna.
He just went over this whole thing.
No, let me break it.
What do you mean?
He's a red Sonic.
He's a red Sonic.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
You got it, right?
But is he supposed to be a hedgehog?
I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
I think... See, that's the thing, though.
Knuckles, the...
That's the thing.
And Sonic the Hedgehog.
Is that in the comics?
Is Tails a fox?
Yeah, he is a fox.
Yes.
He's called a fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean she?
No, it's a he.
It's a he.
It's voiced by a she. Same like the thing about Bart Simpson. Bart Simpson is a he, but is voiced by a she.
It's a lot.
Just like
a
kid.
Lot
it's
of
like
those.
A kid. Yeah, it's a kid, so it's got to have a higher voice, but they don't want to trust kid actors because they're terrible. So they get an adult who has a higher voice that can do the kid voice.
She's not wrong.
So she's a fox.
She's a fox. So in the comics, there's a whole bunch. There's like a chipmunk. There's a rabbit. There's a fox.
I remember the chipmunk.
Yeah, she's like Sally Acorn. She's like the princess of Mobius, and she's like the love interest for Sonic. All these wonderful characters that freaking don't exist because this movie stinks.
Wow. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Two out of there.
All right, comic review?
Comic review.
I liked that. Owen Wilson. That was good. Wow.
You know why I did that?
No. Was he? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Good call. Wow. Look at that. I'm jet so skis. Distraught. Jets? Oh.
Perfect balance again, between...
Loki.
Was it utility?
And power or finesse?
No, it's... I don't know. Fashion and utility or something like that?
Something like that.
All right.
Comic review. All right. What'd you think? Actually, it's not really what you think, but let's do the good and bad.
I don't know how good to and start.
Bad. Just to do a good and bad. What was a good thing about the movie? What was a bad thing about the movie?
I don't know how to start this conversation.
Let me help you.
It's
perfect.
Wait, hold on. Okay.
Oh, it's nearly, dude, that was so loud.
I know.
It blew my eardrums out.
It's nearly a play-by-play same explanation as the previous movie. Okay, and so
he just comes back from the mushroom plant.
It's no. What I mean is, like, what's good in the first Jim movie is good in this.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is
and
phenomenal.
His quips.
He is phenomenal.
But there are some real specific bad stuff. He's got one.
No, I agree with. There's
your least favorite part of this movie. We were talking about on the way over here.
What was it?
It involved Sonic and Tails.
Let me just explain. Oh, so, my gosh. You've got this whole...
Yeah, go for it.
You've got this whole secret sting by the government, right? To capture...
That guy, that general guy, most annoying dude in the world.
Yeah, most annoying general. And also, like...
Obsessed with Olive Garden.
Let's put it in here. Yeah. Like, this is a major sting. Like, he tricks... The sister
for like years this,
for a long time to marry him,
right?
Only to reveal
that was a guy from SWAT. Yeah. That's Greg. Yeah,
and all of them are in on it, and then the general shows up and immediately makes it a comedic thing.
Yeah, he was terrible.
He was terrible. So I am. Like, I really like, I think one of
how
the
much percentage
I,
of the movie would, or like, storyline would you say that was of this movie?
Of the fake wedding?
The fake wedding? Fake, and
the fake like, wedding, the
35%.
Okay, so
40%.
40% of this movie and the storyline of this movie.
Yes.
Is not even.
About Sonic?
It's not, no, it's, well, yes. That, and then on top of it, it's also not even, like. Like, you can't even say comic accurate or, like,
no, just
origin
not,
accurate. It's just like, not,
just its own thing.
It's abomination.
It's a, but yeah, it's its own thing. But I really
it's
like.
It's falsehood.
I really like.
Yeah.
The
it's
after,
fiction.
Here's the thing. I'm going to reach here.
The rest
I'm gonna
of it.
Reach.
Deplorable.
The other 60%. The other 60% is fact, though.
That's true.
It's complete historical fact.
So here, let me reach. I'm going to reach for
reach
something.
Reach for something good.
So I'm going to not say Jim Carrey, because Jim Carrey, we don't need to say it.
Yeah.
He's already legendary. He's the man is amazing, puts everything on his back, carries it along.
Yep.
Yes.
I really like after they've all revealed that they've captured Sonic, they've captured Tails.
Yes.
And I really like the sister... Losing her mind.
Oh, yeah, and goes
I
and,
think
like...
She, I think that's hilarious.
Using Tails as weapons.
They start using Tails as weapons. She throws it at one point, and she's like, I did not mean for that to happen.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I really think it's funny.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's a small part of the movie. She talks about at one point that she's going to kill her fiancé. And then driving the golf cart.
The golf cart through
and
the stuff.
Pulling a freaking, like... first off, what golf cart has an emergency
an
e-brake?
Yeah, no.
Like that. And then she steps out of it like nuts.
Yeah. Like an action movie.
I love it. I love that part. I love that about her. I thought it was good to lean into her more. Anything to take away from James Marsden, I'm for.
You know who else said I did not mean for that to happen?
Who?
The entire studio.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's my good.
All right.
What's your bad? My bad is that this movie never ends.
It doesn't. And it's short. How long is it? Can you look up how, the length? It wasn't very long. It was like an hour and 20 minutes, something like that.
No. It is a longer movie than the first one.
Really?
I know this for 100% sure. It is over 2 hour movie.
Hour and 36 is it?
No, that's
nope, I don't know. Nope. The first one was an hour and a half. The second one was 2 hours.
Gross.
I know it for sure.
It's disgusting.
I know it for sure.
Could never get those hours
because
back.
What
did you say it was?
It was the first one was an hour and a half. The second one was 2 hours.
2 hours and 2 minutes.
Gross.
Fucking heck.
Gross.
And the reason I know that is because I looked up the times when we were preparing for the movie night.
Gotcha.
And so the thing that I don't like about it is it never ends.
Yeah, it's real long.
It has multiple fake endings. Mm. So, like, there's the battle scene with Knuckles and Sonic. And Sonic saves Knuckles from underwater.
Sonic can't swim.
Sonic can't swim. You get into this whole thing. I could go down that road.
Well, it's a joke because in the game, when you fall in water, you die.
I know. It's stupid.
He can't swim, but he could kick.
He swam.
Yeah.
He ran across the water.
Doesn't matter. So we get in this whole thing. They save each other. They get over. And then he has to go and actually fight Robotnik again.
Who's got now the Chaos Emerald in him?
That is a half an hour.
Yeah,
do you understand that is a half an hour added
and it wasn't,
right there?
It wasn't good until Sonic became Super Sonic.
Right.
Then it was kind of cool.
Right.
I liked that scene.
But you know what that's from, though?
The Super Sonic?
Yeah.
Dragon Ball. From the comics.
I know it's
from Dragon Ball.
He's
a Super Saiyan.
It's not Dragon Ball. What I was actually thinking was Super Smash Brothers. You see it in Super Smash Brothers. He becomes Super
it's
Sonic.
Special move, right?
It's his special when you break
all the crystals.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
the comic run of that was like 13 to 20 issues leading up to him becoming Super Sonic.
Right.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And they ran it in like a half an hour.
Right.
And it was terrible.
And it was awful.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is like that final sequence is forever.
It is.
He comes floating out. Jim Carrey, again, carries everything, but it's like him being in the giant robot, them flying the plane, the whole battle there, all of that. And then how he loses the Chaos Emerald in him doesn't even make any sense. It's like he gets, like, bumped and, like, it falls out of him.
Yeah.
It's, like, ridiculous. All of it's bad. It's just bad. But the double ending and never-ending sequence at the end is what's the worst part for me.
Yeah, because you're already at the end of your rope.
I'm
and then
wasted.
That happens. Yeah.
I am spent.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I'm telling you this for real.
Yeah.
When that scene happens with Sonic and Knuckles where they fight, I had a third of the people leave. Right after, because they thought it was over.
Yeah, it's
right.
Done.
They thought it was done.
They're like, thank goodness.
And it's 90 minutes in. They're looking at their watches. They're checking what time it is. They're out the door.
Yeah, I would be
too. I mean, to be honest, like, it was a late night. I'm already like, I text you guys, I'm just getting home. Like, it's already late.
Oh,
I don't mind people leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I also have kids now starting to get rowdy because they don't understand that the movie's still going on. And they also were that last sequence so boring.
Yeah. It's not even a super fun battle or anything.
No, it's not. It's not a good battle.
No. All right, Harry.
Terrible.
Garbage.
Good and bad. Good and bad. What'd you get?
Jim Carrey was good. Everything else is bad.
No, do your bad. Your bad one was good.
Do you have a specific bad?
I wanted
what
to
is your specific bad?
Drown my eyes and ears in chlorine.
Ugh.
When I saw the dance party in Siberia.
Not even chlorine. Oh, my gosh. I blocked that out of my
mind. Oh, my word. It was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Oh, you are right.
Tell me, though, what was your
Harry,
favorite?
Harry, that is so, I totally
blocked
that out.
What was your favorite dance move that they did in that sequence?
Oh, definitely the Fortnite dances.
Yeah, right? They were real good. Tails is like, I'm gonna make holograms.
Yeah, no.
And they're like, pew, 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 pew. And the Russian guys are like,
I can't compete with that.
The best was that the lead guy was like, he went and like tried to do it.
Yeah,
and he's like, he's sweating so much. He's like, I'm gonna lose.
And what's up with this tattoo of himself on his chest?
Right.
And
right.
he was like, and he's like,
it's, yeah, it's him.
What?
Do you think that this was monetarily successful because of the fact that every, they had every reference to a kid's
yes.
popular
yes.
thing
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
in this movie?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
That is all.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we talked about this in the last movie, is that, like, we've seen this done well. Like, Minions does it well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, Minions
yeah,
has...
the perfect example Minions of the, creates, doing it well.
They yeah. create so many, like, memeable moments and so many, like, moments that kids repeat.
Yeah.
But I never hear kids repeating stuff from Sonic.
No.
Like,
and,
ever.
And my kids don't ask to watch this movie again.
No, it's
like,
just
they are not
good.
They're not interested
because,
in seeing it again.
I think it's just because...
And my son loves Sonic. He loves Sonic.
I think yeah. it's because it's something
like, different
than
Disney.
You want
to watch Sonic
Disney.
Too? No?
Mm, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Or it could just be that it's trash.
Yeah, people went and saw it because it's trash. That yes.
Oh, why people went and saw it.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's every possible
well, and
popular
it's probably,
kid thing.
It's probably what you said with your son, though. Like
he loves Sonic.
Every kid would be like, I want to go see Sonic. And the parents are like, all right. All right. And they go take him, and they probably won't go again. But, like, every family that has a child over the age of 6 is probably like, I want to see Sonic.
Yeah,
this
it's
came
true.
Out, what,
I
last
mean,
year?
Yeah, like, or a year and a half ago.
Do you know what's the funniest thing in the world? Do you know what's, my kids love Mario.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for this podcast, I don't think they would be so excited to go see
for the Mario,
Mario
movie
because they can't wait to actually be back on the podcast for Mario.
Hey, what can I say?
They
we're
literally
the...
are like, hey, Dad, we need to go see Mario yeah. when it comes
it's,
out.
It's not out yet.
It's not out
and
yet.
I'm like,
we're the best
I'm
show
like,
out
guys,
there.
It hasn't, it's months away. And they're like, no, we need
it's
to go
not
see
that
it.
Far. It's, it was April now.
No. They've been doing
oh,
this
for months.
They've been
doing months.
This for
a while. This yeah,
has been
going
on for months.
I believe it. All right, let me, we need to
wrap
need
it up.
To, we
what
need
did
to put
you,
this to,
what was good?
To an end
what was,
here.
What was
so
bad?
Good for me, I'd say is the revelation of Super Sonic. I thought he looked really cool. And
that's,
like
that's a fine good.
And
I'll
when,
accept that.
When he,
I'll accept Super
once,
Sonic.
Once he becomes Super Sonic.
Gold Sonic.
Gold Sonic, yeah. He attack like it's over very quickly. And the
it's
the,
over too fast and he gives it up
but
so
it
fast.
Looked, but it looked cool. Like that's what I'm saying is I'm glad it was fast. Because if it would have
yeah,
been longer, I would have hated it.
Gotta go fast.
And that it would have been longer, they would have ruined it though.
But that is literally he it was like he broke the
Yeah.
Made the, I could really go for some waffles.
He made a chili dog. What?
What? He did the same thing last
That's
episode.
True. Yeah,
I caught a cricket once.
It's getting late. It's getting late. Well, that had more sense because he was doing the cricket noise.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I don't know where the waffles came
from. That's my good.
From.
He's hungry. That's my good.
Fair.
My bad would be the very end scene when the three of them are playing baseball and they're trying to
this
like
baseball thing needs to end.
Well, and they're trying to make Knuckles be like, he's like, I hit the run of home. Or were they like they're trying to
so
like
dumb.
Make him sound like an idiot just to make it like oh it's cute because he's learning baseball but it's Idris Elba and it's just terrible. It was horrible.
I wonder how much Idris Elba made.
That's true. I bet you he made bank.
I just don't like that my computer's getting clogged up with Sonic information.
That's fair. I mean, it might get its own virus just from that.
Probably. All right. Well, while
how
you're
spell Idris
IDRIS.
That's true.
It's kind of weird that we both know how to spell his name.
I really like him as 100%. I really like him as an actor.
I'm hoping for him as
James Bond.
Me too. I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't think it's gonna.
He's
really,
too old.
Yeah, he's too old at this point.
I would love
I know,
him to
but
be.
I
would like him to be James Bond.
Oh,
he,
I think
you know, how much do you think he made?
I think he made $12 million.
I'm gonna say. I was gonna say 11, but I'll go a little bit different. I'll say 10. 10 million.
Eight.
Oh,
that's still pretty good
for Sonic.
Still pretty good, but it's also
how
like.
Much, here's the other part.
How much did he make
much?
For
so here's how much, I believe, personally, he's the highest paid actor in
it's
this
It's either
movie.
Him or Jim Carrey.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
It's either
so
him
it's
or
gonna
Jim
be Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
How much
probably made more.
Check out how much Jim Carrey
Jim Carrey. While you're looking at, we're just going to roll the verdict title cards that we
How much do you think he made?
Jim?
Yep.
Jim made 18.
I think Jim made...
I hope he made 18.
I'm going to say Jim made 22.
Hold on.
You're really building up the suspense here, Harry.
I know. I'm sweating here.
I don't know.
This is kind of like...
strange.
Well, he is very existential these days.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't really know how much he made.
I don't know. Maybe he was paid in a very weird way. Like
he was paid in like
bucks. Yeah. Okay. So.
No. Yeah.
Are you finding like a ballpark?
Base salary of $4 million with $60 million in V-Bucks.
And your own mansion in the metaverse.
Right.
I think that's probably what they gave him.
What did he make, Harry?
A latte.
Oh, hold on.
A latte.
Just a single latte.
A single latte, maybe.
Hey, man. That's about all this movie was worth.
No, that is how much this movie was
worth. No, it made $400 million.
I don't get
the
it.
The heck. All right, well, while he's finding that, Logan, yeah. What's your verdict?
We are teetering. We talked about this last time where...
Yeah.
But let me do this. So comic accuracy, wise,
yeah.
It's a hot pile of garbage.
Hot pile of garbage.
Like, I can't rate it much lower.
You can. It didn't
it's
do anything.
It's just names. There's nothing else. That's all there is to it.
Right.
I am struggling because I want to put it in hot pile of garbage overall.
Right,
but
for yourself.
I am, like, at that edge of just, like, garbage and hot pile of garbage.
Really?
I am at that place because of how much it made. I just...
Yeah, but no, but no,
no, no, I'm going for it. It's a hot pile of garbage. It's a hot pile of garbage. Never mind. I'm just full send on it.
Full send.
I'm just, here's the thing. I've
put
I've
in the
been,
dumpster.
I've been putting
the dump.
I've been put wrapping my mind around like what you guys had said before of what are some of our other ones that are in hot pile of garbage. I don't like going there so easily.
No, we don't want to go there for
it
everything.
It needs to be like really, really bad. And like when I
this
think
movie.
Of like yeah, but yes, I agree. But when I think of like New Mutants.
Ugh.
I'm like, would I watch this before New Mutants? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
100
I would.
Times yes.
So, we really got to, I said it before.
Yeah, we need to
really
narrow down.
Need to narrow down, like, what our absolute worst are so we can have some rankings here.
Bottom five time.
Our bottom five again, because this is better than New Mutants, but it's still a hot pile of garbage. It's still one of the worst movies.
It might be in my bottom five.
I think it could be.
It could be in my
it
bottom
could
five.
Be. It's that's what I'm saying. It's going to be etched. It's going to be right there.
Yeah.
So it's a hot pile of garbage. It's That's it.
I would agree on both accounts. Hot pile of garbage when it comes to comic accuracy.
Without a doubt on comic accuracy.
Yeah, 100%. And then I agree on mine as well.
You know what? And part of me is just like also struggling with it because it's like I love Sonic.
I do too.
I love Sonic as a character. I've even thought of at different times when I was running, like I would love to get a Sonic tattoo. Like thought of that when I was.
Just
when
get
I
the
was,
ring. Just get a ring.
Oh yeah, a ring would be awesome.
Maybe
too.
Get the ring. Maybe get the ring with like a 100 in the middle, like the 100 ring.
Yeah. Cool. So I mean, like I've thought of that before,
and
I think there's just a certain nostalgia of like I was a Sega kid. Genesis kid, and so I loved playing the games,
and
it's just I want it to be better than it is, and it's just not. It's not.
Well, you've got that Sega tattoo right above your waist, right? The one on your
my
back.
My tramp stamp.
Yeah, right. I think
my
so.
My Sega tramp stamp.
It just says Sega down there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's right. I mean, if I remember correctly,
that is very weird that you would know that.
Well, you know,
it is also very weird that you would assume I have a Sega tramp stamp. But
hey, man, you said you were a fan.
Ridiculous.
I know you
ridiculous.
Commit. I know you commit to your fandoms.
Absolutely not.
Harry.
I have Sega tattooed across my chest.
Oh, okay.
That's when I rip open my shirt.
It's under your beard.
It's under
you
my
got a tattooed on your chin.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you should see the tattoos under this beard
that's
when
why,
I shave. I don't clean shaving
it.
That's
this
why
it looks
is
so
a
full.
Tattoo, dude.
That's why it looks so
my
full.
My beard
you
is a
filled
tattoo.
It in with the. All right, Harry, what's your verdict?
Did you know? No, wait, I'm sorry.
Go
real
ahead.
Quick pause on that. This is weird for me. Did you know that people are tattooing their eyebrows on now?
Yeah, that's not
yeah, my
doing
mom.
Their makeup?
That's not new.
Is that real?
My mom is the first person in my family to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
She has her eyebrows tattooed on?
Yeah. It's not new.
She said she'd murder me and skin me alive if I got a tattoo.
I didn't know that.
Little she know, she doesn't check my butt. Just kidding.
You have Sega down there too?
Yep. No, I got Atari.
I did not know that. That's amazing.
This is not new. This is in the same realm as you finding out that women put fake eyelashes on.
Yeah, I didn't know that
you
either.
You just found that out like last year.
Yeah, dude. I didn't know this.
He had
yes, I have two sisters.
Yeah.
Dude,
no, I know,
found out
he found,
so
last
much
year
stuff.
He was like, Wait, women have fake eyelashes?
There's a lot of things I found out. Goodness. There's a lot of other things I found out. I didn't know about butt implants. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, BBL?
Yeah,
BBL
I didn't know surgery? That. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know fake eyelashes. People had to give me a whole... I was like, why would you do that?
Didn't you run? Didn't you run? Didn't somebody, like, lose there? Like, it was coming off?
No. I was literally, like, somebody was telling me they had an appointment. I was like, an appointment for what?
Well, not everybody is as stuff. Not everybody's as blessed as you are with your eyelashes.
I do have great eyelashes. If you zoom in here, I have wonderful eyelashes. I will say that.
I really can't find a number. It's anywhere from 1 million to 35 million.
Well, it's definitely not 1 million. If he
you
only
gave
made
us
a million
the worst
dollars,
range.
No, I gave you a Marvel range.
He did that give was a Marvel range. All right. Well, what's your verdict, Harry, on this?
So
on this,
unhelpful
on this movie.
A hot pile of garbage
on both accounts. Like on comic accuracy and personal?
Yes.
Is there a worse... So I named a few. Would you... Like, what is a movie that you would rank below
or,
it?
Or do you think this is in your bottom five?
Yeah.
Like of all time? Like of all comic reviews?
All comic movies.
Comic movies.
Yeah, we're just sticking to comic movies.
Is this in your bottom five, do you
bottom
think?
Five, do you think?
Is it that bad?
Mm-hmm. That's all. It's hard.
There's so many bad
do you know
comic
the,
movies.
I'm going to have to do more homework for when we do our bottom five episode than ever for an episode.
I think
before.
that's going to be a summer episode. So start
that's
planning
be
now.
So
we'll
hard.
We'll do it in the summer. But do you think it would be in your bottom five? Just like.
Gut. Is Sonic 1 looped in with that? Or is that also an individual
it's
one?
It's its own individual movie.
That's own movie. You can't double dip.
Or you can't count them as one.
I can't answer
Yeah, it's
that.
Not a two-for-one special. Right,
we'll be thinking about it. This summer, we'll
think
do a bottom
think
five.
Think about it. Think about
and
it,
we'll
bro.
Figure it out. All right, well, I hope we never have to do that again. But
man, can
wait till 2024.
Like,
you know what? Hey, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we will have to do it again.
Well, listen. In
we
the,
will have to do it again.
We are continuing down our video game movie series because we're ramping up to the Mario. Yeah. Patreon, vote on our next one.
What is our next one?
Max Payne. Marky Mark. So
at least
we got more.
Marky Mark. At least Marky Mark's in it.
Hey, well.
That's the only.
Dude, that's what we said about Marky Jim Mark. Carrey and Idris Elba in Sonic 2.
That's 100%
true. And it
was
still trash.
It's valid.
So if you want to hear us talk about Max Payne and all the other stuff that's coming out, get back here on this channel because we talk about it every week. All right, we'll see you guys next time on the Legion of Comic Correction.